2 years. I turned 2 years sober today, or at least around this time. I don't remember the exact date. It was around this time. And it's a little fuzzy because I was so, for the first like 6 months of trying to get sober, I was very on again, off again. So everything's a little bit fuzzy. But the thing I told Sarah today was, I remember being very unhappy at Thanksgiving. And I'm pretty sure that was because I was just starting one of several sobriety journeys. Because I would get 14 days, 15 days, and then I'd slip up, and then I'd get 4 days or whatever. And so, it should be said that there's a whole series of reasons why my sobriety stuck. But a big one of those is that Sarah also decided to be sober. And that made things tremendously easier. This might be a long episode. I don't know. So I kind of view like end of November, 1st of December, as sort of my sober date, December 1st, I guess. And I'm flying to Switzerland tomorrow, by way of Amsterdam, blah, blah, blah. Which is interesting for these two things to kind of overlap a little bit, because when I was deep into my addiction, like at its peak, I was sort of what I call sad clown drinking in the basement, just drinking by myself, wallowing in my own depression or whatever, is very, very much in isolation. But from like a blast radius perspective, you know, at that point we were kind of like mid pandemic. So the blast radius was extremely small, even though my addiction was the worst. No one really knew. Whereas when I last went to Switzerland, I think my ability to drink at least was very front and center. Cause I have friends in Switzerland. So obviously we would go party, we'd go out to bars. Chris is in town. Let's go. You know, staying out like literally all night. And so it's weird because like when I think of my addiction, I think of like the basement drinking, but in reality, like the things with bigger consequences was when I was out and about, like driving when I shouldn't be driving because I've had too much or whatever. So now I have found like it's really strange. Sobriety is like one of the weirdest things in the world because like your life and Steve-O of all people talk about this, but like when you cure this disease, when you cure the disease of addiction, your life gets way better. Like a lot better. And at least it has for me in the last 2 years. And, you know, I can recognize that I miss the feeling of drinking. I miss the escape, but I do not miss everything else. It's like having an ex-lover or whatever. You can miss them, but you can also recognize that they're batshit crazy and not healthy for you. And that's kind of the way I think about alcohol. Do I have fond memories? Yeah, of course I do. Speaking of Switzerland, like I remember playing Cards Against Humanity in the middle of this bar called Pickwick's in downtown Basel. And it was one of the funnest nights of my life and will forever be one of the funnest nights of my life. And I can recognize that, but also not want to participate in that ever again. or at least, you know, not in the way I do. And so it's funny because I couldn't fathom a world of traveling and not drinking. Like that was my hall pass. That was my ultimate hall pass, was like, I'm at an airport. It's 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Of course I can drink. Those were my hall passes because no one's around. back to the whole blast radius. Like, it's going to be like, as long as I make it onto my flight, no one's going to know or whatever. And what's funny is now when I take flights and because I've gone to India, I went to India last year. When I see those people that were in my shoes several years ago, I just, pity is not the right word, but I feel sorry for them. And even that is a little too strong, because I'm like, wow, I was where you were at. I know the emotions that are behind these actions. And now I love traveling sober. It's like looking at life in neon. Instead of dulling everything down, everything is so much more vivid and life is so much more vivid. So like when I travel, I'm just soaking up like the sounds and the, oh, what's over here? What's over there? Not like, how do I go chase getting a drink somewhere? Like where can I get a drink? It's not about that at all anymore. Like I go venture off into more interesting places. So 2 years, the reasons why I stopped drinking and why I continue to stop, like why I continue to not drink. They're so varied. And that's one like really interesting superpower over being sober is, every single day there's a different reason you don't drink. Maybe one day it's because you didn't even think about it. Maybe one day it's because, oh man, I remember that one time I went to Switzerland and fucking, you know, had a horrible time because I drank too much and had this killer headache or, you know, hangover or whatever it is. Maybe it's, this piece of shit gets elected president and I'm like, I'm not going to let that piece of shit affect my sobriety. There's all these different reasons. And I've had a varying degree of reasons over the last 2 years, but I wouldn't trade it for anything, and is what it comes down to. My life is so much more vivid and more exciting than it ever has been. I'm able to go do more things. The list goes on. And so for somebody who has addiction problems like me, it's freeing in a way. With that, I'll let you go. Talk to you later.